From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is warning foreign powers they will regret intervening in Libya. Leaders from the Arab world, Africa, the U.S., and other Western nations are holding an emergency meeting in Paris today to discuss possible military action. Meanwhile, Gaddafi's forces are attacking the eastern rebel stronghold of Benghazi. The BBC's Ian Panel describes the scene in Benghazi.
Looking out towards the west of the city, we can see huge pools of black smoke rising up. You can hear gunfire in the distance. Anti-artillery weapons have been firing fairly frequently. And there appears to have been a deliberate bombardment of the west of Benghazi. There are a number of points where smoke has been rising. We saw a fighter jet circling for some hours this morning, and we saw it hit. We don't know by what, but we saw it catch fire. It spun out of control and descended to the earth in the west of the city, where we saw it burst into flames. And as I'm talking to you, in the west of the city, we can hear the deep bass booms of artillery, perhaps tank fire.
The BBC's Ian Panel reporting from Benghazi. Emergency workers in Japan are rushing to prevent more radiation leaks from the nuclear complex that was damaged by last week's earthquake and tsunami. The government says their meeting was some success. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Adeno spoke to reporters today. Here he is speaking through an NHK interpreter.
Water's been sprayed into number three reactor storage pool successfully, leading to a certain degree of stability. Having said that, we need to stay alerted. So we continue to try to ensure stable water supply to number three and four reactors.
The government, meanwhile, is warning that radiation levels in spinach and milk collected from farms in the region exceed government limits, but Edeno says the food poses no immediate health risk. Communities in northeast Japan, stricken by the quake and tsunami, have begun building temporary housing to shelter survivors from harsh weather. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Oshu City that gas shortages are hampering the construction.
Japan's Kyoto News Agency reports that construction began on a total of nearly 9,000 temporary housing units in some of the hardest-hit parts of Iwate Prefecture. In the longer term, the prefectural government plans to relocate residents away from devastated coastal areas to public and private housing further inland. Some local governments, though, are struggling to meet basic needs. Yoshihiro Murai, the governor of Miyagi Prefecture near the quake's epicenter, urged residents to move to other prefectures as Miyagi does not have enough money to build temporary housing. Many stricken coastal communities have little industry and their populations are shrinking and aging. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Oshu City, Iwate Prefecture.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. President Obama is in Brazil at the start of his five-day Latin America tour. NPR's Ari Shapiro was on the president's overnight flight from Washington.
This first stop is focused on business. Brazil is growing fast, and the U.S. wants to increase exports there. Tonight, the Obamas fly from Brasilia to Rio de Janeiro. They'll spend Sunday visiting some of Rio's top tourist sites, as well as a shanty town known as a favela. In Rio, the president will also speak directly to the Brazilian people in a public square. The third stop is Santiago, Chile, where Mr. Obama will deliver a broad speech describing the U.S. relationship with Latin America. And finally, in El Salvador, the president will discuss security, immigration, and the drug trade. This is President Obama's first trip to Latin America. He returns to Washington Wednesday night. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
Opponents of Wisconsin's new law limiting the collective bargaining rights of public workers say they hope a judge's decision is the first of many aimed at undoing the law. Mary Bell is president of the Wisconsin Education Association.
It gives them a chance to say, you know what, this doesn't do what we need. We need to find better solutions. And hopefully they'll be in a mind to demonstrate the best of what Wisconsin can do.
A judge has temporarily blocked the law from taking effect, but the judge also says her ruling does not prevent the legislature from reconvening a special committee to consider the bill again. A hearing is scheduled for March 29th. A spokesman for Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is not saying whether he'll try to get the legislature to pass the new collective bargaining law again. The ruling came in a lawsuit filed by a Democratic district attorney alleging GOP lawmakers violated the state's open meetings law. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.